Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of November 18, 2023. So much going on. Campers, travel, respite care weekend, fruitcakes, few Iowas having their roundup for camp, holiday parties for campers. So let's get started. First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We have so much to be thankful for here at Camp Courageous that a facility like this can touch thousands of lives and is all done through donations without government assistance speaks volumes. To everyone, thank you for all you do year-round to make Camp Courageous the wonderful facility it is in the lives of so many. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. Received a very, very nice note from a parent, and I'd like to read it for you today. Blessings to you and Camp Courageous. Our disabled daughter, Erica, has enjoyed camp and various outings with Camp Courageous for 20-plus years. The entire camp and staff are beyond amazing. I was extremely anxious when I first dropped Erica off for a week of camp when she was 8 years old, but my mind was soon assured that our special daughter was in extremely capable hands. We are so fortunate to have a place like Camp Courageous available for our special children and adults. Sincerely, Sandy Gingrich, and Sandy is from Wellman. A big thank you to Sandy, and we enjoy having Erica here at camp. Camp's travel program was bused down to Fort Madison, and then from there they hopped on Amtrak and headed down to San Antonio, Texas for a week, and they had a wonderful time. They're back here at camp now, and a big thank you to all those people that helped with that travel program. This is a respite care weekend coming up this weekend. We're calling it Courageous Got Talent, and a big welcome to all those campers who will be out here for respite care weekend. Starts on Friday night and goes through Sunday afternoon. Had a lot of programs here recently. A big thank you to our dear friends at Hills Town and Country in Hills, Iowa, for giving camp a chance to give a presentation there. They filled my vehicle with wonderful items that the camp needs so badly, and it's always a heartwarming experience to go back to Hills. Also on Sunday, a big thank you to the Donaldson Zion Mennonite Church. They gave camp the opportunity to give a presentation there. And that evening, Sunday evening, was in Mount Pleasant with Knights of Columbus that has been supporting the camp for decades. Also a big thank you to Lados, Life After the Death of a Spouse, and Bonnie Fritz, who gave camp the opportunity to give a program to their group. And also the Jessup Knights of Columbus had a program given by Greg Grieco there. So a big thank you to all those groups. Camp Courageous is available to give programs at any hour of the day or night, any day of the year. We love going out there and spreading the word. This weekend, hopefully you can come and visit us on Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th. We'll be at Lindell Mall. They're having a festival of trees. It's presented by the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And we'll be selling fruitcakes there for only $10 each. And we'll also have the Fiat there. We'll be selling raffle tickets for that. Those tickets are $25. And once again, that'll be at Lindell Mall at the Old Yonkers. And from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Come visit us. Roundup for Camp Courageous is all this next week. It's sponsored by Fuel Iowa, the old petroleum markers and convenience stores of Iowa. It's November 19th through the 25th. At participating gas stations, you can go in and fuel your vehicle up, and they'll round it on up to the nearest dollar. It's that time of the year. It's our 2023 Camp Courageous fruitcakes are out and on sale, and I'd like to read through those locations real quickly for you where you can get your fruitcakes. They're $10 a piece, and you'll never have a fruitcake like this one. They are absolutely delicious. And Amana, our good friends at the Amana Meat Shop and the Smokehouse, Oxhawk Inn, and Ames at the Fairway on Burnett, also the Fairway on Stang Road, Anamosa at Fairway, Cascade at Brothers Market, Cedar Falls at the Fairway, Cedar Rapids at the Fairway on 16th Avenue, the Fairway on 1st Avenue, and 16th Avenue Grill and Scott's Family Restaurant. In Center Point at the Center Point Foods, Clinton at Fairway, Davenport at the Masonic Center, DeWitt at Cram Chiropractic, Dubuque at the Fairway and also at Tyson's, Dyersville, you have Randy's Neighborhood Market and Fairway, Hiawatha Fairway, Independence Fairway, Iowa City Fairway, and also at Poly Ice in Manchester. They're at the Fairway, Makokata Fairway. Marigo, our good friend at Big G's Food Store. Marion at the Cafe Country Kitchen, also the Fairway. Monticello at Fairway, Savor the Barn, and also at Camp Courageous. Mount Vernon at Gary's Foods. Muscatine at Fairway. North Liberty Fairway. Owine Fairway. Oskaloosa Fairway. Piazza Fairway. Solon, Sam's Main Street Market. Stanwood, Ditto's Family Restaurant. Tiffin Fairway. Tipton Family Foods, Vinton Fairway, Waterloo Fairway, Washington Fairway, Waverly Fairway, West Des Moines Fairway, and in Williamsburg, our good friends at Omen's Furniture. A big thank you to all those people that are out helping us sell Camp Courageous fruitcakes. Along with the Manchester Garage Sale located in Manchester, Iowa, we have the big Camp Courageous Winter Sale right here at the camp. It's in our main lodge here at 12007 190th Street in Monticello. All kinds of new and used items from jewelry, glassware, home decor, furniture. The sale is open through February 27th. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays and 9 a.m. to noon the first Saturday of each month. Our need of the week is tie-dye. Tie-dye powder comes in a package, a lot of times 20 different colors. It's on the Amazon wish list, also on Camp's website. And lastly, Camp Courageous' deepest sympathy and sadness goes out to the family and friends of Aaron McEntee, manager of the Monticello Fairway Meat Department for years, who lost his life to a senseless random act of violence. There are very few lives Aaron did not touch in the Monticello area. During these worst of times for our community, the community has pulled together like never before. Once again, our deepest sympathy to the Aaron McEntee family, to our friends at Fairway, and everyone who has been touched by this terrible situation. We sincerely hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. We hope you come out and see us at Lindell Mall this weekend. At the Old Yonkers, we'll be selling fruitcakes and chances on that Fiat. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.